Blackstone Audio presents Strange Worlds, short fiction by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Ray Porter. The Things That Live in Cages. 1. Dylan saw the punch floating toward him and knew that there wasn't a goddamn thing he could do about it. The Cuban kid had battered his arms for 3 rounds, and Dylan could no more raise his hands to block that punch than he could have sprouted wings and flown away. His legs were overcooked macaroni, and his heart was beating against the walls of his chest like a hummingbird trying to push through the windows of a burning house. The punch was going to end him. He knew it. Time seemed to have slowed down so he could appreciate that fact. Dylan's corner man was screaming at him to block. The crowd was yelling like they were at the Roman circus. Mike Dillon couldn't see at all out of his left eye, and his right was smeared with sweat, blood, and Vaseline. Dillon tried to duck his head down to take the punch on his forehead instead of his nose. That might give him a chance. If the Cuban kid busted a couple of hand bones, then maybe his corner guy might toss a towel into the ring, or the ref might stop the fight. Yeah, and maybe bright blue pigs will fly out of my ass, thought Dillon. Even so, he closed his one good eye and ducked. He could feel the exact moment when time snapped back to full speed. The fist seemed to fill the whole world. There was a huge sound inside his head. It was so loud that it muffled the sound of the Cuban kid's knuckles hitting bruised flesh and cracked bone. Dylan felt the shock moving at an angle from the point of impact through his sinuses and eye sockets, past the back of his mouth.